Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this weekend by Rebecca Espino, who is the Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director, as well as Daryl Slocum, the Sonora Area Foundation CEO. We're talking about the Community Roots Resource Fair coming up August 17th at the Motherload Fairgrounds. I'll go back to Rebecca Espino. CalFresh is something that didn't really come up during the first segment. Can you explain a little bit about what CalFresh is and if there's kind of some common questions that you hear about the program?
Yes, the CalFresh program is previously was known as food stamps, but really in California there's a focus on, you know, fresh food, fresh fruit and vegetables. So we changed, California changed their name to CalFresh instead of food stamps. And in Tuolumne County and in pretty much every county in the state of California, CalFresh is available to families, and it's also available to single adults. So you don't have to be, you know, an individual with children to receive CalFresh benefits. Many times, CalFresh benefits could be available to an individual applies within 3 days. So, you know, if you are higher needs, then very quickly you have access to food. Currently, right now, we have about 4,500 individuals in Tuolumne County who receive CalFresh benefits.
Is it all income-based requirements?
It is income-based. There is a resource requirement, but the amount of resources that we do not look at is plenty. We don't look at cars. We don't look at homes that you live in, really just looking at bank accounts. But even then, it's a pretty high threshold. So many individuals in our community, especially, you know what we're seeing now, they do qualify.
Daryl Slocum, there's also mention on the flyer about youth support. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. There is a variety of programs to support our youth. One example would be there will be representatives there from the Athletic Scholarship Foundation of Tuolumne County, and their focus is on providing scholarships to youth engaging in non-school related sports activities like soccer, the youth football programs, etc. So you can go, you can stop by the booth, you can engage with them and find out if your child qualifies for support. That's just one of many examples of the different representatives that will be at staffing booths at the fair. But the reality is, BJ, that a lot of people don't realize that there is a multitude of support available for people in the community. Rebecca and I have already talked a lot about food programs, but there's transportation. There's help with paying your utility bills, you know, your PG&E bill, your TUD bill. There is mortgage assistance. There's housing assistance. There's numerous programs that if you don't live and work in that realm, you don't really understand it. And then there are specific targeted programs, one of which is a program that's operated through the foundation, which is called the Grace Fund. It's administered by Interfaith. And you can apply for one-time help in getting your car repaired or having a access ramp added to your house or any other number of items for people that are, they've just come up short that particular month and they need a little bit of help. The Grace Fund is one of those options, and there are many, many others available that people can learn about by calling the hotline or by visiting the resource fair on August 17th.
Rebecca Espino, anything else that stands out in your mind that'd be worth highlighting?
Yes, access to health insurance. There should be no individual in Tuolumne County or really the state of California who does not have health insurance. Starting from folks with the very lowest income, we have Medi-Cal. You've probably heard that program before at the social services. But we also have the Affordable Care Act, which is also administered through the Health and Human Services. And then we have an insurance policy here in California, which is called the Marketplace, and that is for individuals who might have a little bit higher income but will still have access to health insurance. So really in California, there should be not one individual who does not have health insurance.
Daryl Slocum, anything else that stands out that we should bring up about this event?
I think it will be a very worthwhile event for individuals that feel like they are in that category of needing help for the first time, but also for individuals and families that may be receiving services but aren't aware of what other services might be available for them. And again, I add that because they may have been just fine visiting the food bank occasionally or receiving some form of assistance, but now they're struggling to make their rent payment or their mortgage, or they've got a utility bill that's out of control. We're seeing just numerous situations related to the pandemic in some cases, related to changes in our local economy, and certainly there are many of them that that are impacted by our housing situation in Tuolumne County. And I think most listeners are probably familiar with that. We have a housing shortage, and our market here has been impacted by a variety of factors, people moving in from out of the area, conversion to Airbnb, et cetera, depleting our rental inventory, and then just escalating rental costs. And it's definitely had an impact on people.
Before we started recording, you were sharing a little bit about your personal story, too, growing up. Do you feel comfortable sharing a little bit how this event could have benefited you as well?
Sure. Some people have probably heard the story before, and I apologize in advance for boring them. But for those who haven't, when Rebecca talks about the CalFresh program, it reminds me that when I was young, because we moved to Tuolumne County when I was 4 years old, my father passed away when I was two, and my mother was struggling to raise my older brothers and I in the Bay Area, and so she moved to Tuolumne County for the lower cost of living. A lot of people were doing that then, and many people continue to do that today. My mom was on disability, and we had a very low income. Back in those days, that was a long time ago, the assistance program was a program called Commodities, where you would get a box of food. You would get some dry powdered milk, and you'd get some cheese, and you'd get a peanut butter type substance, etc. And that helped us make it. That helped us get us through. So I know what it's like to be in that category. I've lived it. I would like to think I was a person who had some potential. And later on in high school, some people saw that potential in me and supported me in my endeavors. And that's one of the reasons I'm so proud to be affiliated with the foundation and giving back to the county now, because of that support I received and assistance. And I know there are other people out there with similar stories. And this program, this event, is designed to provide assistance to those type of people.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the upcoming Community Roots Fair that's going to be taking place August 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Joined on the program this weekend by Daryl Slocum, the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation, and Rebecca Espino, Tuolumne County Health and Human Services Agency Director. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note: next week on Motherlode Views, we are going to talk about the new school year in Tuolumne County. Students will be heading back to class very shortly. We're going to get up to speed on everything happening education-wise with the Superintendent of Schools for Tuolumne County, Kathy Parker. She's going to also talk about some new programs that are being implemented in her office. That's next week on Motherlode Views. If you missed this or any past Motherlode Views shows, a reminder that they're also archived up on mymotherlode.com in the media section. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.